Proteus. Written by Morris West and read by Jim Daly. He was a man who travelled much and always in singular comfort, so that he had little of the curiosity of the tourist and much of the impatience of the executive who must dispatch his business and be gone again. However, this Easter Sunday in Rome was different. It was a family feast, a tribal occasion, to which all else, the ancient splendours of the city, the press of pilgrims, the papal mass in St. Peter's, even the pontiff's proclamation to the city and to the world, was backdrop and panoply. It was the one day in his life when he wanted to puff out his chest and shout aloud, "Look at me, look at John Sparta, who today is 55 years old and grateful for every hour of it. Look at my Anna, who is still as beautiful as the day I met her. Look at Teresa and the man she has married, a brave one, a good one, who will breed me a grandson to inherit the Sparta Empire. I'm so proud, so happy, I could embrace the whole crazy, wonderful world." He said none of it, of course. He was too controlled for that. Even here, in the land of his fathers, he was half an alien. John Sparta from New York, president of a multinational enterprise, a merchant prince among the old nobility and the new restless commons of this city of emperors and popes. But Anna knew, without his telling, how happy he was. She clung to him, flushed and excited, as he pushed through the crowds in St. Peter's Square towards the alley behind the Borgo Santo Spirito, where Uncle Andrea's chauffeur was waiting for them. Teresa and Rodolfo were thrusting ahead, and he watched them with pride and affection. She was small and dark, like her mother. He, tall and slim, the scion of an old family of ranchers and horse breeders from the Pampas of Argentina. He was 10 years older than Teresa, which Sparta approved, because a man should have his career made before he settled down to raise a family. Rodolfo Vallanilla, at 38, was one of the best editors in Buenos Aires, whose opinions on South American politics were read with respect around the world. Sparta's small regret, and Anna's constant complaint, was that the families must live so far apart, the seniors in New York, the juniors in Argentina. But what the devil? With jet travel, telephones and telex, distance was a nominal factor anyway. When the children came, arrangements could be made for more regular contact. Besides, speaking for himself, and always in a low voice when Anna was around, he would prefer Teresa to practice a little at being a wife before becoming a mother. He did not want to see her childbound too early.